Okay, last time we saw the concept of Kvisha, Kufay Sif Aleph. We'll move on to the next world, which is that of Klirishon, namely Bishul. Previously we dealt with a solid and a liquid when the medium of transfer of Leah was that of time. And over here we're dealing with a transfer via heat. And just as we saw in Sif Aleph, there's a certain interplay or interface between the world of Bishul and the world of Bliya, as we find over here also in Sif Beis. Chom shel kli rishon, shehayad soledet bo, mevashel. Right, that's a din in Hilchos Shabbos, that's a din in Bishul Akum, din in Basar V'Cholav. Wherever there's a din of Bishul, the chom of a kli rishon, shehayad soledet bo, creates that status of Bishul. And in terms of Hilchos Tairoves, v'oser kulo. It creates a bliya and a plita kedei kulo. Val chom shel kli sheni eino mevashel. That has relevance to, again, Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Basar V'Chalav. And then the question is, okay, well, what about in terms of bliya? By kvisha we saw that according to the Prima Gadim, even though there is no bishul, there's still bliya and plita. What about chom of kli sheni? It's eino mevashel. That's a given. What about in terms of bliya and plita? So here we have within the Rishonim four shitos. The shita which is most extreme, l'chumra, is that of the Ramban in his Chidushim at the end of Avodah Zarah, where he says that there's no kesher at all between Bishul and Bliya. And just as by Kfisha we say that even though there's no Bishul, there can still be a Bliya, Kedei Kulo, so also by Chom Klisheni. It's not Mevashel, but it's Maflut Umavliya, Kedei Kulo. Again, no worse than Kvisha according to the Prima Gadim. That's one shita. Moving down the scale, the next shita is that of the Maharshal, quoted over here in the Taz, Sivkotan Dalid, where the Maharshal says that Kli Sheni is not Mavliya Umaflit Ke'echad. We don't have over here a two-way street, but it can do one pu'ula. It could either be Mavliya or maflit kedei kulo. That's the nafkamina. If you look over here in the side of your Shulchan Aruch, those who have a dolgo miravava tinyana, it says afilu yad soledet v'avagam eno maflit v'via ke'echad ayein maharshal va'ola mizeh shekhlisheni eno oser rak pu'ula achat ola haflit ola havliya lo shnehem yachad shiavliya hapleita. Therefore, he gives an example. If you put a kaf cholevet ben yoma into a ka'ara with basar and rotev, namely you have chalant, which is in a kli sheni. You have chalant in a kli sheni, and you stick a milchik spoon into the chalant, so lacha will be hakaf asura. The kaf will be asur, v'gam harotev, v'ha ka'ara v'ha basar mutarim. Hakaf asura vegam harotev vahakaara vahabasar mutarim. That we say it can't be maflit umavliya, but it can be one way. It could be maflit or mavliya. So over here, the direct connection that we have between the kaf and the rotev, we will have over there that the milk will go from the kaf into the rotev. The basar will go from the rotev into the kaf. But in terms of the ka'ara and the basar, that far we don't go. Okay, so that's the shita over here of the Maharshal. The third shita is that of Tosfos, both in Shabbos and in Zvachim, where Tosfos points out that there is no bliya. Just as there's no bishul in a klisheni, there's no bliya at all. And the final shita is that of the Rashba, where the Rashba makes a pshara. Kli Rishon, which is Mevashel, there we have Maflit Umavliya Kedei Kulo. Kli Sheni, which is not Mevashel, we only have Maflit Umavliya Kedei Klipa. Similar to Maliach. Maliach Karoteach, it's Maflit Umavliya Kedei Klipa, even though there's no Bishul. So over here also we have Maflit Umavliya Kedei Klipa, and the Rashba brings the Raya that we saw back in Siman Yud and Hilchos Shchita from the Chom Beis HaShchita. Looking into the Machaber, Avachom shel kli sheni eino mevashel. What about bliya and plita? V'yesh omrim de gam ken eino maflut umavliya. That's the shita of Tosfos. The Yeshua Rumim Dimikol Makom Hu Maflut Mavriya VeOser Kedei Kulo. That's the Shita of the Rashba. And the Machaber says, V'roi Lachush Lihi Zoher Badovar L'chatchila. Avo B'diyevet Muter Belo Klipa U'Badocha Ba'al V'Sagi. That we should be Machmer like the Rashba L'chatchila. How do we paskin in all of these areas? So let's start again from the beginning and work our way down. Kli Rishon, Iri Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, Kli Shish, Kli Shlishi. Let's start with Kli Rishon. Kli Rishon, so the Machaber says that if Yad Soledeko, it's both Mavashel and it's Maflut Mavliya Kedei Kula. What if we have a Kli Rishon which is not Yad Soledeko? We had a Kli that was on the fire. It was taken off the fire. It slowly cooled off. And it's no longer Yad Soledeko. So normally we would say, not Yad Soledeko. There's no heat, there's no means of transference of time. The chara, nothing happens, nothing gets off the ground. However, the Shach at the end of Sifkatan Hay quotes a Maharshal. And the Shach quotes the Maharshal, Elo de Mistafina Lohakel Bekli Rishon Shaomer Ala Eish Kols Man Shehu Cham Afilu Ein Yad Soledeto. The Asu Harchaka Likli Rishon. That even though the Shach said that Al Pisvara, the Chara, nothing should be happening, the Maharshal says that if this Kli is still on the fire, even though it's not Yad Soledetvo, we have a Harchaka Likli Rishon. And the Shach himself was not thrilled about the Maharshal, but his bottom line is that he is Machmir in a Kli Rishon, which is only Yad Soledetvo, that there's Bliya and Plita Kedei Klipa. That's his, he quotes the Torah Schatos, that Tzonim L'tocham She'en HaYad Soledet Bo Tzarech Klipa. V'tzarech Lomar Yisfir Le'dachopi She'en HaYad Soledet Bo Mavliya Kedei Klipa. V'chein Yesh Rahachmir. Even though it's sort of, as a Chumrah. Not, there's no Bli Me'ikar Adin, but as a Chumrah. That's point number one in terms of a Kli Rishon. Point number two in terms of a Kli Rishon is at what point do we have a world of Bliya and Plita within a Kli Rishon. Let's say that I have hot milk sitting on my stove, which is boiling. And then I have a fleshik spoon that drops in, and I immediately take it out. In other words, I put it in and said, oh my goodness, and I immediately take it out. Do we have to assume that there is Bliya and Plita? So in the Pisrei Tshuva, in the new editions, it's Sivkatan Ches with a star next to it. It says, Ayen Chamudei Daniel. Chamudei Daniel is a very nice, very small sefer, Shelotu Tshuvot. Shekosav De'eno Ne'esar Tekef Im Silek Miyad. That the Bli Amplit doesn't occur immediately. Ela Imkein Shoha Ktsas. We're going to see that we have in Siman Sarevez, Nochas Basa V'Cholav, the language, Im Nir V'Kisa. That when something is stirred and covered, that's when we're going to have a bliya. But it's mashma that without the niyar v'kisa, that one has the option of reversing or of preventing a bliya by quickly separating the two items. So the Chamudei Daniel says it doesn't that the bliya and pli does not occur immediately. However, the Prima Gadim over here in the Hakdama to Hilchos Basar v'Cholav disagrees. And he says that the bliya occurs immediately. The moment that we have a chom of Yad Soledetbo, the moment that we have heat, and we have Iser and Heter, we have an immediate bliya. We find the same machlokes between that we have over here between the Chamudei Daniel and the Prima Gadim, a parallel to that also in Hilchos Bishul. In Siman Shin Yud Chet, in the Mishnah Brura, Sivkatan Pei Gimel. The case over there is where you have a pot of hot water, and you want to pour cold water into the pot with a very, very large quantity, such that by the time you finish pouring the cold water into the pot, everything is going to be lukewarm. Namely, the cold water is going to cool down the hot water to the degree where it's no longer going to be Yad Soledetvo. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Pegim was quotes a Chayei Adam, Ayein Chayei Adam Shekasav, Ditzonin Lechamin, that if you want to pour this cold water into the hot water on Shabbos, Dafka Sheshofech B'Shvicha Gedola HaKol B'Pam Achas. You have to pour it all at once. Because if you pour it slowly, because the first cold water that hits the hot water, you're going to have bishul. And so you have to pour the cold water all at once to lower the temperature to below yad soleret, so there shouldn't be bishul. At the end result is going to be lukewarm water. The first cold water that's going in is going to be mitbashel. On that chayyadam, the Shar HaTzion in Sikot and Kufyot Aleph points out, Yesh la'ayin sheharei bedavar charif kaimalon ad kadesh yitain al gabe ha'or v'yaschil lahartiyah. We saw that when we had a concept of kvisha, that the kvisha of a davar charif, the kvisha of chometz, or of chometz, what else is mentioned there? Tzir. Of tzir and chometz was 18 minutes. Where was the 18 minutes from? Take a pot, put it on the fire, until it begins to boil up, takes 18 minutes. So you see that there is a period of time between the time that something comes in contact with heat and the time it actually begins to cook. Harei da'al ha'or gam ken eno mavasha b'rego rishona. V'gam kan, af shemit arev tekef b'hachamim, mikomakon ein mitbashel tekef, ad shiyishpoch hashar. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees with the Chayei Adam. The Chayei Adam says that we have bishul tekef umiyad. Mishnah Berurah says bishul is not instant pudding. Bishul takes time. And therefore, you can pour it slowly, that by the time you would get theoretically to the level of bishul, you're going to have so much cold water, you're not going to have the right degree of heat. So parallel to the machlokes that we have by us in terms of bliya and plita, does it occur immediately, the prima gadin, or do you have time, the chamudi daniel, we have a parallel machlokes in terms of bishul on Shabbos. Do we say the moment you have hot and cold come in contact, we have bishul immediately? Or is there a period of time in which the viewing bishul as a process during which the bishul takes place? Okay? So that's what we have over here by Kli Rishon. We have Kli Rishon with Yad Soleret Bo is Mevashel and Mafut to Mavia Kedetulo. Kli Rishon Al Ha'esh with Eino Yad Soleret Bo. The Maharshal is Machnir that there's also Bliya and Plita Kedekulo, even though there's no Bishul. And the Shach says we should be Machnir like him, at least Kedeklipa. And then we have the question as to at what point does Bishul come in, at what point does Bliya and Plita come in. That's a machlokes as to whether we have a process where you have a bit of time to reverse the situation or it takes place immediately. Next stage, working off of Kli Rishon, yes? In the diuk of the Chamura Deniyo. Isn't it a very good diuk? I think it is a very good diuk. What is, when we ask what the others do with it, what does the Prima Gadim do with it? It's a good question. I don't have an answer. I think it's a very proper diuk, yeah.
Does the Maharshal go there also before, meaning at the beginning you're cooking it, the process you're cooking it, it gets gradually hotter and hotter. Will the Maharshal make the same before you cook it?
It's a good question. It appears that he made it when it was cooling down, not before it gets off the ground. Yes.
According to the opinions that it takes place after a little bit of time, so the Chamud de Daniel says, I think Rabbi Chori Chak Tzat, something like that.
Yeah.
Without near Vikisa or anything, any other activity, where would a line be drawn? How would we go about defining
a gvul? What you're asking? How long is this time?
Yeah, basically.
It means it's not immediate. It means that it's that if you a woman were to call you or an individual who was in this kitchen were to call you, that I put my spoon into the soup and I immediately took it out. In other words, and I washed it off, and I took it to the ground, and I did whatever I did, right? In other words, and so there's room to be mekel, not to require hagalah, because of the chamude daniel. There's room to be mekel. In other words, we have that since we have a Mishnah Berurah who's parallel in the world of bishul, so certainly we're room to be mekel in the world of. But again, there are no shiurim over here. It's not a question of 1 second or 2 seconds or 5 seconds.
Right, that's why it makes it more.
It means immediate. It means sometimes you do something immediately afterwards. Yes.
According to the Maharshal, the kitchen is not a two-way street. How does it work that you know which one's going into which one? So is the hot into the cold, or is it like larger compared to smaller? Like the case of the chalampata that goes into the spoon, as opposed to like the spoon Like if the spoon would stay mutter, as opposed in the chalk and the kveder would become aser.
No, we're saying that we have in that situation we have that plata that which was put in is giving out. It's maflit. And therefore the spoon is going to be maflit chalav into the gravy, and the gravy is going to be maflit its meat taste into the spoon. But that we should have a situation where the spoon will give off its maflit its time into the gravy, and then we'll have that time will be nivra, would be absorbed by the meat, in other words, be maflit umavliya, that we don't say. In other words, it goes in both, in other words, both the, in other words, the principle of being maflit, of giving out, applies to both. But that it should be maflit and then mavliya, in other words, that the milk would go from the spoon into the gravy, and then into the meat, from the spoon to the gravy, and into the pot, that we don't say. That's maflit umavliya. It goes out and then goes in. Doesn't go out and go in. It goes out.
It goes out of the spoon, but then back into the spoon.
It goes out of the spoon into the gravy. All right, and that's it. And that's as far as the Easter goes. It doesn't go into it. Something new.
So the spoon becomes treif, but not.
That, so similarly, the spoon would become treif because the gravy would be nivra, which is one stage into the spoon. Once it's each of them goes one stage. It's nivra. Or it's maflit. So the milk from the spoon would be muflat into the gravy, and the gravy would be nivra into the spoon. But the milk would not go two stages, to be muflat and then nivra. That's how I understand the Maharshal. Okay, moving over to the world of Irui. The Shach over here in Sifkotan Hay quotes the well-known Machlokes Rishonim between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. How do we view Irui from a Kli Rishon? You have a kettle on the fire. That's a Kli Rishon. You're pouring from this kettle now into a cup. You're pouring onto something. You're pouring milk onto meat. You're pouring kosher onto non-kosher, etc. So the Rashbam says, A, the moment you're no longer within the confines of a Kli Rishon, there's no Bishul. And B, it's not maflit umavliya ka'achas, it's only mavliya kedei klipa. We have over here a minor blia of kedei klipa via the irui. Mashenken Rebbeinu Tam says we have bishul and we have maflit umavliya, and both of those are kedei klipa. Namely, that we have that irui is a problem not only in the world of taroves. It's also a problem in the world of Shabbos, also in terms of Basar V'Cholav. It's Mevashel, and it's Maflit U'Mavliya Kedei Klipa, and that's the way we paskin. We paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. That's assuming that Lo Nifsak HaKiluach, that we have a pouring which is consistent. When we have a case of Nifsak HaKiluach, where the pouring is done in spurts, then we are Mekel like Rabbeinu, like the Rashbam, that it's only Mavliya Kedei Klipa. And that chumra itself in Nifsak HaKiluach, according to Prima Godim, is a chumra drabanan. So we're moving down from Kli Rishon, which is Mevashel, and Maflut Mavliya Kedei Kulo, to Irui, which is Mevashel and Maflut Mavliya Kedei Klipa. Now we move over into Kli Sheni. So in Kli Sheni, we pointed out there are a number of shitot, and here we have a machlokes achronim, how we paskin. The Bach paskins like the Ramban. That Kli Sheni is Mevashel, even though it's not Mevashel, it's Maflut U'Mavliya Kedei Kulo. And the Taz passes like the Maharshal, that a Kli Sheni, even though it's not Mevashel, but it's Mavliya Kedei Kulo, right? Not Maflut U'Mavliya Ka'achas, but it's Mavliya Kedei Kulo. And the Shach asks on both of these Shitos, there's this long Shach over here in the Kruz HaKesef, Sifkot Andes, he asks both on the Taz and on the Bach, how can you paskin like the Ramban or like the Maharshal? How in the world can a Kli Sheni be more chamor than an Irui? We're working our way down. We had Kli Rishon, then we had Irui Kli Rishon, then we have Kli Sheni. And we saw that in terms of Irui Kli Rishon, we don't go beyond Kedei Klipa. Even Rabbeinu Tam, who's the most machmir, is only Kedei Klipa. So how can you have something Kedei Kulo in a Kli Sheni if Irui is only Kedei Klipa? Very, very powerful question. So the Shach paskins Meikar Hadin like Tosfos, that a Kli Sheni is not Maflut Umavliya. However, he says that since we find in Hilchos Pesach that the Ramah is Machmir for a Kli Cheres, that's Boleya, and a Kli Sheni, and a food, the Chora, is similar to a Kli Cheres, that it's not, that you can't be Magulit, so it's as a Chumrah, there'd be a Bria Kedei Klipa. If there's no Hefsin Meruba, as a Chumrah. But that's the maximum. Namely, that if you're asked a question in the world of Vasar V'Chalav or Taroves, and you get down to a Kli Sheni, and clearly someone's calling you up to ask you, generally there's a Hefsin which is involved, so you could say, Kli Sheni, there's nothing, there's no problem, there is no, no, there's no Bishul, there's no Bliya and Plita, it's not an issue. That's generally. However, we have certain chumras in the world of Kli Sheni that we do paskin like. One of these chumras is the Taz at the end of Sifkatan Dalud quotes a Maharshal. Vayena od mashik asati b'siman sadi Dalud Sifkatan Yudal b'shem ha-Maharshal de bedover shehu av kamo chatichas basar roteach de dino kli rishon mamash. That when we have in a Kli Sheni a dover gush, you have a piece of schnitzel on your plate. Your plate is a Kli Sheni. You took the schnitzel out of the frying pan, that was a Kli Rishon, and you put it onto your plate. That's a Kli Sheni. And this schnitzel is Yad Soledet Bo. We view it like a Kli Rishon. We view the schnitzel like a Kli Rishon, working off of Tosos. There's a famous Tosos on Daf Mem Amud Beis, who says, what's the distinction between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni? That in Kli Rishon, the defanot of the kli, the walls of the kli, are reinforcing the heat. That you have a source of heat under the kli, and so the walls are reinforcing the heat. That's why it's mevashel and mafdit mavliya kedei kulo. Ma'ashenken and kli sheni, the walls are dissipating the heat. The walls are causing the heat to lose its strength because they're absorbing, the cold walls are absorbing the heat. So that's why a kli sheni is not mevashel, and it's only maflut mavliya maximum kedei klipa, but it may not be maflut mavliya at all. So if we have a solid item in a kli sheni which doesn't take the shapes of the walls, so the Maharshal says we view that like a kli rishon. That's brought over here by the Taz and the Shach in Hilchos Taroves, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it in Hilchos Bishul, that in Hilchos Bishul on Shabbos, if you have a dover gush, you have a potato, a hot potato, on a kli sheni, you have to be careful in terms of putting salt on the potato, putting butter on the potato. You have to get involved in questions as to whether the butter was pre-cooked or the salt was also pre-cooked. Is it a problem of bishul achar bishul? It's a kli sheni, but we say that a kli sheni with a davar gush is considered like a kli rishon. That's one chumrah. A second chumrah we find again both in Hilchos Shabbos and in Hilchos Taravos, brought in Hilchos Shabbos by the Chayei Adam, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, and in Hilchos Taravos the Chochmas Adam, and with the same author, Avraham Danzig, it's a different sefer, and that's the concept of Yad Nichves Bo, that classically the shear of heat that creates Bria is Yad Soledet Bo. Yad Soledet Bo is about 112, 115 degrees Fahrenheit. But if you have Yad Nichvet Bo, you're closer to the point of boiling water, 200 degrees, then the Chachmas Adam and the Chayvim say, that can bring about Bishul even in a Kli Sheni. That can bring about Bli and Plita even in a Kli Sheni. The problem is not the Svara, I mean to say that the more heat, that can override the fact that we're more removed from the fire. The Svara is an interesting Svara, but the problem is that the only Makor the Chayei Adam has is a Rambam in Hilchos Maisros. In other words, we don't have any makar in Hilchos Macholos Asuros. We don't have a makar in Hilchos Shabbos. But there's a Rambam in Hilchos Maisros in Perek Gimel, Halacha Tes Vav, where the Rambam says he's dealing with Kvius in terms of Maisros. Afal pi shehu cham mipnei she'eno mitbashel b'kli sheni v'im haya cham b'yoser kadei sheyich ve'etayad lo yitain l'tocho, even into a kli sheni, mipnei shehu mitbashel. And once we have something which is mitbashel, then even if you're eating an achilas arai, that's considered to be a din of kviyus, yet mafresh chumos and maestros. So since we find that yad nichves bo in the world of kviya for maestros turns a kli sheni into a kli rishon, the Chayyadim says once you machmir that way also in Hilchos Taroves and in Hilchos Shabbos. Yes?
So according to this, what's then the only difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni is the Talgare Aish?
No, the difference was a Kli Rishon is enough to be Yad Soledet Bo. And a Kli Sheni Yad Nichbet Bo would be the equivalent of Kli Rishon Yad Soledet Bo.
And is that Yad Nichbet is a point
sure, Yad Nichves is close to 200 degrees. And Yad Soledet is 112 degrees. It's a tremendous. Yad Soledet, you drink tea at the, in other words, which is Yad Soledet, though. We take a shower in water, which generally, I don't know how it works in the apartments, but generally, you know, people take showers that are Yad Soledet, though. No one's going to take a shower in Yad Nichves, though. No one's going to drink tea, which is Yad Nichves, though. You'll burn your tongue, right? So that's a heat, that's a concept of heat, which can be meaningful even in a cliche. The third chumrah of kli sheni is when you have a combination of kli sheni and davar charif. Just as we saw that davar charif can make a super kvisha, take 24 hours and turn it into 18 minutes, so the chavas das, alatar, in Sivkatan Yud, says a kli sheni with a davar charif is maflit umavriya kedei kulo. So, and a question is asked to you in terms of a kli sheni. Generally, the answer will be that meikar hadin is no bliya and plita. You have to check what was the temperature. Are we dealing with a davar charif? Is it a davar gush? In other words, and then that can change the equation totally. That's kli sheni. Let's move down one more step to kli shlishi. Kli shlishi is not dealt with at all in the Shulchan Aruch, either in Hilchos Shabbos or in Hilchos Ta'arovis. And there's a machlokes achronim why. Is it because we never go below kli sheni? Whatever point we hit at kli sheni, that's going to apply to kli sheni, kli shlishi, kli revi, etc. Or the other way around. The maximum you're going to get in terms of bishul and bliyan plita is only up to kli sheni. Once you go beyond kli sheni, once you're more than twice removed from the fire, then there's no bishul, there's no bliyan plita at all. That's a machlokes in Hilchos. Bliya between the Chasam Sofer and the Prima Gadim. It's not found over here in Hilchos Taroves. It's found in Hilchos Basar V'Cholav in the Pisrei Tshuva. Let's give you the Mare Makom. In Hilchos Basar V'Cholav, Simon Tzadi Dalid, the Pisrei Tshuva, Sivkatan. Sivkatan Zayin. Pisri Tshuva Sifkotan Zayin. Ayin Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. There's a bracket over there. And the Chasam Sofer says that Anu Nohagim Regilim Lahachmir Bekol Kalim Afilu Kli Shlishi Kolz Man Shayad Soledet Bo. Whatever dinim we're going to apply to Kli Sheni, not going to apply to Kli Shlishi, Kli Revi, Kli Chamishi, etc. And then at the end over there, the editor brings in our poskim ain nohagin kain ayin taz v'shach siman kufei uprima gadim sham. Namely, that the whole discussion by us never moves into the realm of kli shlishi. Mashman kli shlishi is off the board. It's simply off. It's not. You know, there's no bli and plita at all when you get to kli shlishi. We have a parallel machlokes in bishul, and which is known as the machlokes between the Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe Feinstein. Can you make tea in a kli shlishi on Shabbos? This was the difference, one of the basic differences between the first edition and the second edition of Shmirat Shabbos Kilchasa. And the original edition of Shmirat Shabbos Kilchasa, on top of the page, it said, you can make tea in a kli shlishi, and in the footnote it said, but the Chazon Ish is machmir. And in the second edition says, you cannot make tea in a kli shlishi. And in the footnote says, for Rav Moshe's mekel. So that's very, very important in terms of the nuances that are involved over here. So Rav Moshe felt that since in the world of Bishul, the Gemara speaks about kli rishon and kli sheni, that's it. Zehu. When you get to kli shlishi, there's no din of Bishul me'ikar hadin. Masha Einkein, according to the Chazon Ish, no. When you get to Kli Sheni, that then continues as long as it's Yad Soleret Bo. You can keep pouring from cup to cup to cup. It's irrelevant as long as the temperature remains Yad Soleret Bo. If we're going to have a din, let's say in Hilchos Shabbos, that you have a problem of Kali Bishul in a Kli Sheni, that Kali Bishul, namely T, will be a problem in a Kli Shlishi, a Kli Revi'i, v'chule. So again, we find the parallel Machlokot, different persona, but the same concepts within Hilchos Tarovas and within Hilchos Bishul. The raya to the Chazon Ish is from the Mishnah. I guess, what is Mishnah Berurah Paskin? Well, we don't know exactly the Berurah Paskin, because in Hilchos Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah deals with the question, how do you make tea? And he gives all these etzos of how to make essence before Shabbos, and then after you make the essence, if it's hot, you can do the following, and if it's cold, you can do the following. He doesn't mention Kli Shlishi. So Chazon Ish says, you see, I mean, that would be the easiest Eitzah. Simply keep the fire going and just pour from cup to cup to cup, get to a Kli Shlishi, and then, you know, so the Chazon Ish is medayik from the absence of that Eitzah. Within the Mishnah Berurah, you see that there's no heter of a Kli Shlishi. However, there is a Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Pesach, which is mashma like Rav Moshe, in Siman Tuf Nun Aleph, towards the beginning, where the question is, in terms of which kelim require Hag'olah for Pesach and which don't. So over there, in the Shar Hatziyun, Sifkotan Yud, at the very end, he says, Achein b'kli shlishi, if you have a kli that was only used for chametz for kli shlishi, Vada yesh lahakel, to use it on Pesach, af shehu ben yomo. In other words, that we assume that there was no bria and plita in the kli shlishi. Now you could perhaps distinguish between bishul and bria and plita, but this is going the other direction. We're saying, up to now we've spoken about the fact that maybe there's no bishul, but b'chol zot there's bria and plita. Here you'll say maybe there's bishul, but there's no bria and plita. That's a little difficult to say. In any case, we have. Mishnah Berurah is going in two directions. If you want to see a very nice tshuva that was written on, that sort of gives you an overview of these dinim of Bliya and Plita, there's a tshuva of Rav Avadia in Yabia Omer, Chelak Yimel, Orach Chaim, Siman Kaf Dalad, in terms of what does a person who has false teeth do on Erev Pesach? So how does he have to be machshir his false teeth, and how are you machshir them that you shouldn't destroy them? So over there he deals with the question of what is Yad Soledet Bo, right? How hot is Yad Soledet Bo? That's the Mimitzius. Do we have to worry that things in people's mouths are Yad Soledet Bo? How do we deal with Bliya of Kli Sheni? How do we deal with Bliya of Kli Shlishi? Right? In other words, what are you drinking from? Are you drinking from something that came right out of the microwave? Are you drinking from something that's already a Kli Sheni? So we have Bliya from Kli Rishon, Bliya from Kli Sheni. He deals over there with Davar Charif plus Kli Sheni. I mean, what if this person likes eating garlic? And he deals with the Chamudei Daniel, but maybe by the time there would be Bliya, already swallowed it. And we're not worried about Bliya in your stomach. In other words, the question is in terms of the fact that the false teeth may have a din of Kalin. And then, of course, do you have to have the same standards in terms of Yoredeya and Orachayim in Hilchos Shabbos and Pesach? Maybe we should be more machri in Hilchos Pesach. So he deals with all of these issues. It's, you know, it's very nice. Everything that we learned, everything that we spoke about, all these very shitas, he brings in over there, and he weighs them in his direction. Those who are studying with Rabbi Mann in terms of Pesach from non-poskim know that the different poskim have different shitas as to how to weigh shitas. Okay, that's what we have over here in Sif Beis. So far, so good. Continue. Sif Gimel. Nafal Isur Cham Gutoch Heter Cham Dikli Rishon. O Afilu Isur Tsonein Gutoch Heter Cham. Here we have simply a normal case of Kli Rishon. We have a Kli Rishon. And so the din is Hakol Asur. When something falls into a Kli Rishon, it's all Asur. The Tatoa Gavar Al Ha'olyon. Umachamamo achiyaflit batachton. The ain tzarech lomar, the heter tzonen letoch isercham, shehakol asur. Okay, so when we're dealing with a situation of something falling into a Kli Rishon, and the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, Sifkat Anvav, Hainu Bedavar Shel Rotev. Here we're dealing with regular Bishul. Bishul into a Kli Rishon. What if something falls onto something solid, what we're going to call Tzli, that we'll deal with in Sif Dalet. Just look for a minute in Sif Dalet. Bamedver Mamurim, Kishanofa V'toch HaShav Tavshio. That which I wrote in Sif Gimel, that's falling into a Tavshio. Neisha HaRotev Molech Kleita Sa'isur Ma'arvo B'kola Tavshio. However, if something fell onto a solid, onto a Tzli, that we'll deal with in Sif Dalet. So, Sif Gimel is a continuity of Sif Beis, which, in other words, with a summary. That which we said that in Kli Rishon, we have Bishul, Chom Shal Kli Rishon, Yad Soledet B'Mavashil, V'Oser Kulo, that's irrelevant if we're dealing with hot into hot, or cold into hot. Right, the moment that the bottom is hot, we have a din of Kli Rishon, and it's Oser Kedei Kulo. Aval Im Ha'Elyon Cham V'Atachton Tzonein, this is what we call Irui. You're pouring from the hot into the coal. You're pouring from a kettle, the elyon is cham, onto soup mix, which is cold. Right? We're dealing with cham onto tzonein. Then the halacha is eino oser ela kedei klipa. Afilim het elyon acham isur. This is Rabbeinu Tam. Right over here, the machaber is paskening like Rabbeinu Tam, that because of this din of, and I'm explaining Rabbeinu Tam, because we say tatoa gavar, so when the bottom is hot, then everything takes the status of the bottom. And that it's a yad, and it's a Kli Rishon, so it's also Kedei Kulo. When the bottom is cold, then the cold overrides the hot to the degree that it's not going to be Bliya Kedei Kulo, but there will still be a minimum Bliya, which is Kedei Klipa. Okay? So we have then, so far, nothing new. Sif Gimel is just a continuity of Kli Rishon that we dealt with already in Sif Beis, and Irui, that the Shach gave us the background in Sif Beis, Machokas the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam, and here we have the Machaber paskening Eino Oser Ella Kedei Klipa. Right. So let's look into the Ramah. The Kol Zelo Mayri Ella Bachom Kli Rishon Kegon Miyad Shemesir Mena Eish Minicho Ema Heter. Aval im ukvar munach bikli sheni va'achar kach iniach haheter etzlo o alav eino oser klal. The kli sheni eino oser kamoshin is bayer that we pointed out in the previous if the meikar hadimi passing like Tosfos. L'chatchila, the machaber said we should be machmir for the Rashba, but meikar hadin kli sheni is not mevashel. Okay. Then it continues. What if we have a situation where we don't have a tato agavar? It's not hot onto cold or cold onto hot, but rather they're on the same level. They bump into one another. V'minicham ze eitzel ze. So, im shnehem chamim michom kli rishon. If it's hot against hot and hot, no question, hakol asur. Im ha'echad tzonein, ha'heter tzarech klipa. Then we apply the din of tatoa gavar, not only when you have the bottom being cold and the top being hot, but also side by side, hot and cold. Also, we'll say at that point of contact, will have an Iser of Kedei Klipa. Then the Ramah continues, Iser Shehinicho B'Kli Heter Ola Hefech Amrinan Beiname Din Tato Agavar, that we apply the same principle of Tato Agavar not only to two foods that are one adjacent to the other, but also to a Kli and a food, that as long as the Kli is on the bottom or adjacent to the food, we're going to have and the kli is hot. Well, that depends. In other words, again, if the kli is hot and it's below the food, then tato agavar will have a bliya kedei kulo. If the food is hot and the kli is cold, then we're going to have a kedei klipa. It applies to the principle of tato agavar applies to kelim as well. Okay, there's a marshal over here, but there's a marshal on everything. But you know, we pass them like the Ramah. Isu, and then the Ramah concludes with a halacha that has Again, halachah l'maaser ramifications. All this has halachah l'maaser ramifications. Osur le'erot mikli sheyesh bo shuman kasher l'ner doleik sheyesh bo chelev o shuman isur. Ubedieved ein lachush. What's going on over here? We have a situation of we're pouring from cold to hot. We're pouring from a kli sheyesh bo shuman, the chora which is cold, into a ner doleik which is hot. But we're not concerned what goes on in the ner. In the ner, we have bishul kadei kulo. We're not concerned about that. We're concerned about the fact that maybe we're going to have over here a bria that will include that which we are pouring from. This bria is going to affect the shuman kasher, which is still in the kli. Why in the world should that be? So the Taz points out that osir le'erot hu hatam be'isur beheter detato agavar. That's in terms of what's in the candle. Umechabro, that we have a linkage between the candle and that which is within the kli above, benitzok. That the moment that we have over here a flow which is consistent, this flow connects the two. Look in the shach, osir le'erot mishum dehevel ha'oleh mehaner lema'ala. That's what connects the two. We have this concept of nitzok, this concept of hevel. Where did this terminology come from? Look in the Gros, Sifkaton Kof Aleph. Kamo shekosu perakei demachshirin. The Gros sends us to Mishnayos and Seder Taharos. Hama'are mitzonin lacham. If you're pouring from cold to hot, and the bottom is tamei and the hot is tahar, tamei. Hu hadin le'inyan isur. That we have over here an isur v'heter making connection between Mishnayos in Taharos and the world of Yeredeya. Uvepiskei Mahari, the Truma Tzadeshen, sosar dvarav, v'yamar dafka l'gabi tuma, v'chenu dinayin yayin nesach. Tuma has different criteria. Tuma's criteria is one of negiyah. You have rishon l'tuma, sheni l'tuma, shlishi b'tuma. That's in terms of physical contact. And so over here, hevel and nitzok are considered to create a physical contact. Masha enkein, or hu adin yayin nesach, if a goy touches, we need physical contact. Masha enkein bishari surim. But here we're talking about bliya and plita. Who says that we have the same criteria of bliya and plita as negiya? Hare af bekli matechet techamik tzaso, afilu hachi matirim, kamash ekosa besiman saridalet. Something can touch and transfer tuma, but it will not necessarily transfer a bliya and a plita. In other words, that requires heat, that requires kvisha, that requires davar charif, not necessarily nitzok and hevel. So the Rama lechora was aware of the trumas hadeshen, and therefore he said b'dieved ein lachush. Namely, we are machmir lechatchila for the iser v'heter, but b'dieved ein lachush because really we're making a jump over here between the world of taharos and the world of Isur Veheter. These may have very well two different criteria. Halach l'maisa, does this chumra have validity? So this is brought in Orach Chaim in Hilchos Pesach. When we have a situation of Erev Pesach, Shechaliyot B'Shabbos, before they had paper plates. What did people do before they had paper plates? You have to have Lecha Mishnah, so you have to have bread on the table. So therefore, all the plates on the table are basically chametzdika plates. However, you don't want to have chametzdika food in your kitchen. You already wanted to kasher your kitchen on Erev Pesach. So the pots in the kitchen are all pesedik. And you're pouring the food from pesedik kelim into, from pesedik pots into chametzdika bowls. So over here, that's where this is brought in Shulchan Aruch. Siman Tuf Mem Dala, Dine Erev Pesach Shchaliyos B'Shabbos. So the Shar HaTzion over here points out that Sivkotan Dalad, Ein Le'erot Roteach Letoch Kli Chametz Mikli Pesach Im Lo She Rotze Shelo Leshtamesh B'Kedei Razosh Yira Mitocha Achar HaPesach. That you shouldn't pour from, let's say you have a pot of soup. Don't take the pot of soup by the handle and pour it into your chametz dikka pot. Why? Because we're now going to have nitzok. We're going to have a connection of nitzok, and hevel is going to be ola from the pot. And from the bowl, the bowl has a bli of chametz. That's now going to go into your pot. This is the Ramah, right? This is a practical application of the Ramah. That it's as though you have a flame of chelev, and you're pouring shuman into the chelev. So here you're pouring kosher pesadika soup into a chametzdika bowl. The bowl is going to now be connected via the flow or via the hevel with the pot. And therefore, if you want to use this pot or the soup which is left over in the pot on Pesach, don't pour it directly, but rather move it into a kli sheni, and from the kli sheni, then pour, and then there's no mafla to mavliya. Okay, so this Shar HaTziyun, Siman Tov Mem Dalad, Sifkatan Dalad, is based on this Ramah over here in Hilchos Tarovis. The question is, does it go beyond this unusual circumstance, which hasn't been so unusual over the last few years, with Erev Pesach coming out on Shabbos, but does it go beyond that into day-to-day? For example, would I be allowed to take a kettle that has water and pour water into chicken soup and then use the same kettle to pour water into hot cocoa? Right? In other words, is there a problem that when I pour the water into the chicken soup, it's as though now we have a nitzok and a hevel, that my kettle is fleishik, and now if I pour it into milchik, I'm going to have a problem that I'm going to trafe up my kettle? Or do we say that it's not a problem? Right? Is it a problem or is it not a problem? So, halach lemaisa, I'm not aware of most people being machmir to have a separate kettle for basar and for chalav. Yeah, most of the time it's not a problem because you pour hot water onto coffee. But let's say if you pour hot water onto hot chocolate mix, hot chocolate mix generally contains milk. So here we have, then you may be making your kettle, and then sometimes you're going to pour onto soup mix. And what if you have a fleishik soup mix? So can you pour from a kettle onto a fleishik soup mix, and then you just use that same kettle to pour onto hot cocoa? That would be a question. So there is a sefer called Hakashrut, right? Hakashrus, which is one of the svarim that has come out in the genre of taking a topic and trying to bring anything that everyone's ever written on the topic. So he says, "Roi shaloga erot mimenu," from a kumkum, from a kettle, al gabe bisari, o letoch chalavi bekiuach sheino mafsik. But then he points out, "Urei ha'ora," and in the ha'ora, he says, "Omnom he'iruni." People pointed out to me, "Shenitzo chibur lo ne'mar linyan basar v'chalav elinyan pesach," that this is a chumra of the Ramah, because Meikar Hadin, the Trumas Hadeshin, rejects it. And we apply it for Pesach in terms of Erev Pesach Shcholias B'Shabbos, and he quotes the tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak of Dayan Weiss here in the Eidah Haredes, who quotes the Trumas Hadeshen that we just saw quoted in the Gra. So, if you want to be machmir, you certainly can be machmir. He quotes over here also of Eitzus, not pouring directly onto the meat or onto the milk, but onto the wall of the kli, and then it'll fall down, and just etc. etc. But the ma'is the pashtus it's mutar. Also, we have to realize we're talking over here about irui. We're dealing over here with irui. We're pouring. We pointed out that irui is a problem of kedei klipa. So in Pesach, kedei klipa is an issue, right? We're oser b'mashu. But let's assume that we're going to have a kedei klipa of the kumkum that would become aser yitachen, that we're always going to have shishim against the kedei klipa. Namely, that this would be the Rashbos, that they know that there's no problem of ein mevatel nisro chatri, when there's always going to be shishim against the kedei klipa. In any case, for those of you who previously have been machmir, I don't want to mess you up, you should continue to be machmir, but I think certainly there's room to be mekel. Just 1 second, Shimon. There is also a diyun on this topic in the different encyclopedia of Kohen, Hagolas Kelim, pages Tzadichet through Tzadichet. There's a long footnote over there where he quotes many Sheilot Tshuvot, and so one of them was quotes the Sfar I just mentioned to you, Ayim Bebeis Meir B'Yoredeya, mavur midvarav shakumkum mayim shiru mimenu al cholav mutar achar kach lerod mimenu al basar. The gamim nomar shenesar akumkum mishum ma'irui haynu rak kedei klipa. V'yesh v'meshe betochal shishim neged klipaso. The kol kli yesh b'shishim keneged klipaso. But that, in other words, so that would also be a heter. And then he mentions also in Aruch HaShulchan, who b'chal doesn't hold of this Iser even in terms of Pesach, as I recall. Okay, in any case, yes, Shimon.
The chumrah for Pesach or even on empty dishes. So is he suggesting to apply that chumrah to empty dishes for meat and milk also?
No, that far they don't go, but he does want to apply it to food. To apply to empty dishes that... I'm not sure. I guess, you know, it's that over here the Ramah says Osir le'erot, but the Ramah is dealing with a totally different case. The Ramah is dealing with a case where the bottom is already hot, and you have a nair on the bottom, and you're pouring cold into hot. There already you have hevel. In other words, you could speak about something already exists. You have a pre-existing mini atmosphere. And so maybe you can combine the hevel with a nitzok. Our case is where you're pouring from hot on, generally, you're pouring hot onto cold. And there, pashtus, there would really not necessarily be hevel unless... So in Pesach, we're machmir. Beyond that, no. But I don't know. Good question, yes?
The main concern is because of the combination of hevel and nitzok?
The Taz quotes nitzok, the Shach quotes hevel, the Mishnayis in Machshirin quote both. Okay, so each of them shows a different... The Yisra Hetzer says both. Okay. Sif Dalet. B'medrim Amurim, everything we've saying up to now, we've been dealing with Bishul, namely where we have Rotev. What if there is no Rotev? What if we have no Rotev? B'medrim Amurim shenafa l'toch ha-tavshil, mishum sha-Rotev molech pleita se'itor, what if we're dealing over here with a solid? What if we're dealing over here with a solid? Then, eino oser ela kedei netila shehuka ovi rochav etzba, the thickness of a finger. Kedei netila. This is not so pashut. Firstly. Just to makes it a little easier. We're talking over here. If we look at Sifhei, we'll look at Sifhei for a minute. But Medra Amurim she'ain tzli osel kadei netila b'yerech im gido kiyotze bo dovar kachush. Okay, Sif Dalet is dealing when we're dealing with a solid which is lean, a lean solid, a lean solid. And our question is there going to be blia purely due to two items coming in contact with one another, but they're both solid. Just that the negia should cause a bliya from one to the other due to the heat. The Rambam appears to say no. The Rambam in Hilkos Ma'acholos Asuras, Perek Tesvav, Halacha Lamed Beis, only deals with Sifhei. When you have a Tzli Shamein, when you have fat content in the solid, then the Shuman has a principle called piapua. It tends to pull ta'amim one to the other. That's where we have an issue of negia being problematic. Masha from the Rambam that had we not had any shemen, not had any shuman, not had any fat, simply two pieces that are kachush, a piece of cheese falls on a lean piece of meat, then pashtus of the Rambam is bimutter, and that's pashtus of the Gemara. Those who learn chulin, now some of you are learning chulin, so on Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis, you have a case of Yerech Shenizbashel. So the Gemara says, Lo Shanu El Nizbashel. Avol Nitzlaba, if you simply roast a Yerech, a thigh, with the Gid HaNashdeh, which is inside of it, so Kolef V'Ochel, Ad Shemagiel Gid. You can keep eating and eating and eating until you get to the Gid. The Gid you can't eat, that's Aser. What about the meat that was adjacent to the Gid, that was Nitzle V'Yachad? Pashas the Gemara is that as long as that meat is kachush, and the gid is certainly kachush and kachush, there's no bliya. That simply the contact, the physical contact, doesn't bring about bliya even with heat. We have another Gemara. Where's Kedei Netila found? It's a Gemara Msachim. Gemara Msachim on Daf Ayin Heyemad Beis. It deals with a Korban Pesach, which is in a tanur. And the Korban Pesach has juices that are notaif, that drip onto the wall of the tanur, and then splatter back onto the Korban. Now, the Korban Pesach was meant to be Tzli Esh. The difference between Tzli Esh and Bishul is, are we dealing purely on with a solid, or are we dealing with a liquid? The moment that we have these juices that go onto the Cheres, and then go back, these juices are now heated up by the Cheres, and it's like Bishul. So over there it says that at that spot where the juices dripped out of the Korban and then splattered back onto the Korban, that spot should be taken out Kedei Netila. So the Rambam will say, oh, that's Bishul. that's a different world. The Kedei Netila is when you're dealing with Lach B'Yavesh. Masha'en, can we deal with Yavesh B'Yavesh? The Rambam says, there's nothing. However, Tosfos and the Rosh and the Ran, they say, no, that we learn from the case of Sachim that all Tzli, case of Sachim is talking about a case of Tzliesh, all Tzli, irrelevant of whether what splatters onto the Tzli is liquid or whether what touches the Tzli is a solid Iser, all Tzli, we have a problem of Bria Kedei Netila. And of course, you'll have a Maharshal who will say that Tzli is also Kedei Kula. Okay. But over here, the Machaber Paskins, like most Rishonim, that when we're dealing on the level of Tzli, Eino Oser Ela Kedei Netila. The Makar is the Mishnah, Notaf Merotfo, Psachim, Daf Ayin Hei. Therefore, Lafikach Yerech Shetzla O Begido, O Chatichas Iser Shetzla Im Chatichas Heter, Benogea Zebaze, Tzarech Lohasir Kedei Netila Saviv Hagid, Vechein Mena Chaticha Makam Shenoga Bachatichas Iser. Which is chutz l'rotev. So this chaticha we will view as a tzli as opposed to bishul. V'lo nir hakadera v'lo kisa osa. The rotev is not a factor over here. Eino oser ela kadei netila. Imhu barotev l'rashi kulo l'ri afilu miktsasa. O afilu kulo chutz l'rotev. But nir v'kisa hakadera. That now we have an atmosphere of Bria, then Harotev Mefafeya Hatam Umaarvo Venichnas Bekula. Okay, so we have then, we dealt with Kvisha, we dealt with Bishul, and over here we have the din of Tzli. So Tzli, in terms of Kochush, when the Tzli is Kochush, we pass like most Rishonim that we have a Bria Kedei Netila. What if the Tzli is Shamein? So then, that's Sifhei. There, even the Rambam agrees that then we have a Bria and a Plita Kedei Kulo. Aval im Gedish Shamein Shetzla'o Bechelbo. Im Ein Bekol HaGedish Shishim Keneged HaChelev Shebo. Aser Le'achol Afil Mirosh Azno. Kevan Shehu Shamein. We view the Shuman within the Chaticha as Rotev. Mefafeya Bekulo. Aval im Hu Kochush. Then we go back to Siv Dalet. And here the Machaber says something which is a little eyebrow raising. Normally we would say, okay, you have lean meat, you have fat meat, but fat, you know, the fat itself, fat is fat. So it comes along there our mind and says that if you have a lean goat, then the fat of the lean goat is also considered to be lean. That, when the Rav learned Hilchos Tarovas, he said that's what brought about the Ramah, who says, Yesh Omrim, She'ein Anu B'kiyim, Eza Mikrei Kochush O Shamein. That, you know, you can't, you know, where do you draw such lines? V'yesh Le'esar B'kol Inyan Ad Is Ika Shishin. That we're always going to be Machmir, unless we have something which is really, really, really Kochush, Kochush. Iser de lo shayach beisham nunes hu vaday kochush. The examples they're given are dam. Dam is considered to be an iser which is vaday kochush. Cholov is considered to be an iser which is vaday kochush. Nowadays we have fat content of cholov, but kanereh, I guess the fat content which would be 1% or 2% or 3%, that would be still considered to be dover which is vaday kochush. Then eino rak kedei netila. Then we assume there's only going to be a bria of Kedei Netila, but most items we're going to b'machmir k'dei kula. Here we have, okay, so the rule is that dovar kochush is k'dei netila, dovar shamein is k'dei kulo. The Ramah says generally it will be machmir k'dei kulo, unless we have something which is really, really kochush. The Machaber says that we distinguish. But even the Machaber says, v'chol dovar sheyesh lo piyapua, I'm just concluding the Machaber of Sifei, shenofa l'mokom yadua me'achaticha b'tzli, here it appears that the Mechaber is burning the candle at both ends. He's the one who distinguishes between Kochlush and Shamein. Kochlush requires Netila, Shamein, Shishim. But he says, but b'chol zot, even by Dabar Shamein, you should have also Kedei Netila. The Shach quotes the Maharshal over here, who gives the famous idiom, Ha-Machmir Havei Kiksil B'chol Shech Holech. That, you know, this is there are certain chumras that are the Maharshal is not someone to shy away from chumras, but certain chumras are just absurd. He views this as an absurd chumra. There's no reason to view things as kedei netila the moment you have shamein. If this is a davar shamein, then it goes from one end of the ghi to the other. Why should one require netilas makom? So the Taz points out, well, you know, it's not the Taz over here. The Taz in Hilchos Basa V'Cholav, it fell on this place. Or no, Taz over here. Tzonilas makom sheba oso makom nechshav ha'isr tfei miluhu be'en. It's a chumrah. So what we have is as follows: that we have a chumrah going in two directions. According to the Machaber, basically a davar shamein requires shishim, but we're machmir for kedei netila. According to the Ramah, basically a davar kochlish requires kedei netila, but we're machmir for shishim. Right? In other words, that it goes in. In other words, each of them has a chumrah to the other side, but the difference is what is the ikar hadin and what is the chumrah. That in the case of the Mechaber, the ikar hadin is shishim, and the chumrah is kedei netila. So therefore, Bekiv Eger points out, prichodesh kasav, that's only if it's a makom yadua. Im lo yadin an hecha nafa lo machmirim to require netila over the entire chaticha, because it's only a chumrah. Hu hadin, the Pisrei Tshuva says, that if we have a situation which is you forgot to take off the netila, bishluhu kach bli netilas makom. So then forget about the netila, it's only a chumrah. But in the opposite case, the case of the Ramah, where you have something which is kochush, which basically requires netila, or a machmir for shishim, there, if you don't know where to be no-tail all over. If you cooked it without netila, you're really aftzaras. Namely, that which is mi'ikar hadin, you have to care about. So over here, the fact that both the Mechaber and the Ramah require netila and shishim, the Mechaber's case is a case where the shishim is mi'ikar hadin and netila is a chumrah. So there you can be mekel, lo yadin an hecha nafal, if you forgot to take off the netila. But in the Ramah's case, where the netila is mi'ikar hadin, and the shishim is a chumrah, afilu ika shishim, tzorach netilas makom, that's, you know, then you can't do away without the netila, and you can't both, even b'diyevet. That's what's pointed out over here by the Pisrei Tshuva. Afal b'dover hanira l'kochlush, netila midina, asur be'en shishim neged ha-netila. There the shishim, there the netila, k'den netila is mi'ikar hadin. Okay, I think we can... Okay, let's stop over here. Belina, the next time I hope to finish Siman Kufei. We just have the dinim of Piyapua, and of course Malicha. We'll deal with that next time. I think next time we'll finish Kufei next time. So, it's not, you know, it's not that difficult. Next Monday, a week from today, I can't be here in the afternoon. So if it's okay with you, if it doesn't interfere too much, I'd like to give next Monday's shiur on Sunday, if that's okay. Sunday after Mincha. I'll still give you a break before Afar Kefet. Yeah.